Good evening and welcome to another edition of the KXTV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Shows. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We broadcast live from Carson's each and every Thursday evening during the football and basketball and the early part of the spring sports seasons here. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Gorder and our sideline reporter for football, Brent Barnett's over to our left. We got some giveaways tonight. He's been handing out some of the prize cards. Sign your name on that and you could receive one of our giveaways that we have this evening here on the Coach's Show. Our guest tonight will be talking basketball, as we'll talk with the men's head basketball coach, Ben McCollum, along with a player off of his team in Grant Kozad. We'll also talk Northwest women's basketball as well. Michael Smith will join us, as well a player off of his team in Ariel Easton. Matt, busy weekend and busy week for a lot of different things on the Northwest Missouri State campus, including basketball, but might turn our attention a little bit toward football, as yesterday was the National Signing Day for high school seniors to sign national letters of intent to play football. And Northwest Missouri State had another good recruiting class. They announced 32 yesterday and a couple more signed on the dotted line today.
Yeah, and I think if we give you kind of a general feel of the two additions today, it's a pretty good start. That general feel, brothers, defensive backs from Florida.
We've had good luck with that.
I think so. And there's another set of brothers that are coming. They're coming out of high school, and they'll be 4 or 5 year players, played for the top in the top division in Florida, and were ranked with their school, Dr. Phillips High School, throughout the year number one in that. Now, they didn't end up winning a state championship, but spent the whole year there in that number one spot. One of them's going to be a safety. One of them's going to be a cornerback, and I think that's a pretty good start. Both of them got a lot of Division I interest and offers, and they're going to end up at Northwest Missouri State. So few from Florida now. Yesterday when we had the show, it was just one, but they've added a couple more big ones to make what was a pretty strong recruiting class even stronger.
Jelaine and Kai Perkins will be coming from Florida to the Bearcat football team, and throughout that signing program that we had yesterday, I think AD was kind of keeping an eye on the door and waiting for those two to be assigned to coming in. Now, I think those are a couple of years really looking forward to joining the Bearcat program.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, and I think even had those two not come through, it still was a really good, really strong class, but those two guys really do bring it to another level. So it'll be exciting in a few years when these guys that they brought on yesterday get a chance to start performing for the Cats.
And a couple of the area student athletes coming into the program from Maryville with the Spoofhounds that had a lot of success in football through their career.
Yeah, you know, Jacob Sosick, the offensive lineman, and Brody McMahon, the running back, have had a lot of success. Of course, AD's good friend Matt Webb, the football coach over at Maryville High, has won a lot of football games since coming over, and those two kids have been a part of the teams that have done that. So they've got winning in their blood, as do a lot of the guys on that list, and I think that's very important. Having that desire to win football games really carries over, and I think that's what helps keep the tradition alive year in and year out and allows Northwest to just basically refill spots where seniors are vacating.
And really, when talking with Coach Stroll yesterday, he was really excited about the type of players they were bringing in at a lot of key positions, tight end position. They had a couple of guys coming in that he feels are going to be very great as far as contributing, and he really likes the linemen and the linebackers they got coming in here.
Yeah, you look at the offensive linemen, most of them are multiple position type of guys where they can play a guard and tackle or center and guard and that sort of thing, and that really helps if you hit the injury bug a little bit along the offensive line, being able to move guys around. And so they're going to have some options there, some good-sized linebackers, good defensive end, a fullback, kind of a more traditional type of fullback in this class. You know, we've had some fullbacks that are maybe more teetering on the tight end side of things rather than a fullback. And, you know, I'm thinking back, and maybe Tucker Woolsey's kind of the last, you know, bowling ball kind of fill that hole and be one of those smash-mouth type of fullbacks. And I think they may have picked one of those up yesterday. You know, we'll see how it all plays out. But, you know, you look at the quarterback spot. They picked up a quarterback last year that wasn't a part of the class. They were pretty full at that position for several years. But they added a quarterback that's really good size, really tall, really kind of built like a linebacker, and by the sounds of it, can run well enough. He should be able to run over several linebackers. So that could be good news as well.
Yeah, I think one of the things that he was excited about, too, while a lot of these guys you won't hear from for another year or two as they go through the redshirt process, but and one thing he said on a number of occasions was some of these guys you might be hearing from sooner than later, maybe, with the type of talent they're bringing into the program.
Yeah, you know, there's he made a good point yesterday talking about how when they come on to campus first, or when they can first come on to campus, is basically when they start practice. They've got 13 practices to try to prove themselves worthy enough to not be redshirted and that they're better than the guy in front of them or somebody that's going to be on the team, which is a tough task. Not that it can't be done. We've seen it be done. It's very rare. Some of these guys want to be redshirted because they know they need a little bit more size to work their position better and that sort of thing. So, you know, we might see one or two or a couple, two or three maybe at most, but it also wouldn't be a major surprise if we saw all of them redshirt as well.
Well, we'll talk basketball tonight, and we've got one game in particular that's going to be exciting. We're going to talk about that men's game last night down in St. Joseph against Missouri Western, a one-point win for Northwest. Big defensive play at the end of the game by Matt Wallace as they held on for the victory, and great come from behind win against the Griffins last night.
Yeah, and I really think what's even more exciting than just the individual game is I think the feel of the atmosphere there, the feel that maybe, you know, we're going to get more of the rivalry feel back. I think from Northwest in, that rivalry's been felt, but from down there, they've in the recent years had so many transfers that were only there for a year or 2 years that they never got the feel and the desire to have that rivalry. But Coach Weiberg's going to do a great job down there, bring on guys that are going to be in the program a lot longer, which I really think will fuel the rivalry even more. Looks like he's going to have some pretty good basketball teams as well, which is another thing that will add to that rivalry level. So I think last night is just a small indication of maybe what the future of that series between Northwest and Missouri Western is going to come to.
And we've got more basketball this weekend at Bearcat Arena as they return home to face Lincoln on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and what's fun about this part of the season is there's so few games left. I mean, you think by the end of this month, regular season is over. So every game gets more important. When you look at the standings on the men's side, you got six, maybe seven teams that not are just battling for seeding. They're battling to potentially win a regular season championship, you know. So there's a lot of movement still left to be had in the men's standings in the MIAA right now, and there's not a lot of games left to do that. So it just makes each individual game that much more important. You look on paper and you think, well, look at Lincoln. They haven't won much this year. But that's a team that can win on any night. We've talked to several teams as we've gone through the MIAA that were just happy to get by Lincoln because they know that it's a talented team that could potentially win. So we'll see what happens this Saturday. Of course, with Northwest winning in Jefferson City, you feel a little bit better about this coming Saturday, but nothing's written in stone for sure.
Yeah, that Miss team, a team that really didn't quit. Northwest built up a big lead in that game and saw Lincoln in that second half come back, make a game of it for a while before Northwest pulled away there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's something that you have to expect from that team. They're going to be a very strong team, a team that's going to fight no matter what the situation is. So, hey, you know, we'll see what they bring up here at Bearcat Arena on Saturday.
Yeah, and we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Our show is supported by the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in and carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And as always, our thanks to Carson, Renee, and the wait staff for all the work they do each and every Thursday evening during our program. Don't forget, we've got some giveaways. Go and get signed up with Brent over here to our left. You have a chance to win some of our giveaways this evening as well. When we come back, we'll talk women's basketball. As the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, Michael Smith, will join us, and Matt will talk with Michael right after this as the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show continues from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show. Of course, in the midst of basketball season, with the month of February here, where really a lot of decisions being made in terms of postseason play. And the regular season continues through the end of the month. Joining us now is Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. Coach, I know it was a frustrating night for you last night, and one of the things that you kind of touched on is, you know, maybe it's a time for refocus, a time for you guys as a coaching staff to kind of think things through. Where does the focus go here as you guys still have a few games left on this regular season schedule?
Well, you know, as you mentioned, it's was a tough one. That's nicely putting it. last night, but you know, had a few kids in individually today. Just talked about, hey, what's at stake, what we have left on the season. You know, we still have the opportunity to play more games, to wear a Northwest uniform, but more importantly, to wear it with pride. And that was kind of my focus of today, as far as our conversation before we with some individual players before we went into practice, and you know, and just kind of sit back with them and said, what does it mean to you when you put on that uniform, you know? And I kind of went through my spiel about what it means for me every time I get to, you know, I don't get to wear a uniform, but I wear a shirt and tie or a shirt with a paw on it, and what that represents and what that means to me, more importantly, from getting a degree from here, you know, and when you get out in the real world and when people make that connection with you, and usually from a Bearcat, you know, once a Bearcat, always a Bearcat. That's what we always continue to say, and because we do take a lot of pride in that. And unfortunately, I think a few of our kids don't understand what that meaning is. And once they do understand what it will entail, years from now it'll be too late. You know what I mean? As far as what they could have maybe done differently here or there, whether it be in the classroom, preparation of a game, practice, or a big rival game, for example, like last night. So, you know, what I've always tried to do, as well as teaching the game of basketball, you try to help, or what I use a word a lot with our players is give guidance to them with life. And, you know, as far as what hard work will entail, will give them, because you never know when a future boss is at a game, or you never know when a future boss might be listening to a game, or you know, just anything like that. And because, as you know, being a Bearcat, we stand behind each other, you know, I mean, and it does mean a lot. So that's kind of the approach we're taking right now, is that, you know, What do you want to get out of the rest of this year? You know, I told our kids, hey, we got about a month left. We're guaranteed. What do you want to get out of that? You know, how do you want to? I think my last thing with a few of them was, how do you want to be remembered at the end of this season? You know,
it seems to me, I'm just thinking of, I don't know, kind of a tie-in. When you talk about basketball and teams in general, I guess not just basketball, but any team sport, pride, off the field stuff, the psychology of the game, it's kind of like electricity. It's a huge part of what you do each and every day, but you don't realize how big of a part
it is
until maybe it's not there consistently. And it seems like that's kind of one of the spots you're in, maybe.
Or electricity for us old guys, but with the young generations, their phone.
The phone?
Yeah. 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 Their phone goes missing for 3 hours, and it's call 911, you know what I mean? But you're exactly right, and so it's extremely important, and it's unfortunate that, you know, there's a lot of people that would love to, you know, have the opportunity that a lot of our student athletes have, you know, to represent Northwest, and I think that was, like I said, it's, I don't want to dwell on that, but that was kind of our focus for today was, you know, what do we want to get out of the rest of the season? What does it mean for us to put on the green and the white, night in and night out, and as well as I tried to explain to them from my heart what it meant to me to represent Northwest and the pride that I believe that this place is about and this community is about. So I hope that will carry over into Saturday's game because it's an extremely important game for us on Saturday.
And when you look at it, obviously looking at that part of the game, you still have the X's and O's part of it as well, which I'm sure is still going to be a big part of daily work getting ready for each game.
It is. You know, at this time of year, it's not necessarily incorporating a lot of new things because you're just trying to stay fresh on what you do know and what that is. And that's what I've tried to tell our ladies. We can't keep, you know, the things that we worked on the first 3 weeks of practice, for the most part, we can't continue to drill it in our heads with 3 weeks left in the season. That's attention to detail. That's our focus and things like that. And unfortunately, some of our players are kind of learning the hard way from that. And I still have that mentality. It's better late than never. So I'm waiting for some of them. You know what I mean? There's still hope. That at some point that electricity, that switch will flip up, you know, and stay off the dimmer, I guess you could say.
With this Lincoln team, obviously, it shouldn't be too tough to prepare. You just played them last Saturday, but what did you see from last Saturday's game that you need to get turned around for this week's game at Bearcat Arena?
Well, defensively, we were kind of one step behind against them when we played there, and I think we were kind of waiting for them to make a move before we allowed them not to make a move, if that makes sense. And offensively, I was watching it today. I don't know where we were. I mean, we just were out of rhythm. We were out of sync. And we worked on some things today a little bit and just getting back to, you know, our basic principles. It's not rocket science. It's just simple spacing. It's simple pass and cut. If it's a weak post, we cross screen for them, you know, just those type of things. And we got away from that a little bit. And so we've got to get back to doing those basic, simple things that has made us successful a month ago, you know, because just not that long ago, we were clicking. I mean, we were playing well, we were playing hard and giving energy. And that goes along with it, too, just trying to get five kids on the same page. And a lot of that just starts with being vocal, giving energy. You know, even if you don't know what you're saying, I say, tell them all the time. If you don't know what you're saying or what you're supposed to say, just yell. Then people know that you're engaged, you know, and what the rest of them are doing. So, you know, we saw that in the second half last night. I felt like, you know, we fought a little bit in the second half. We ran our offense. We were a little more patient. It just wasn't the Ariel Easton show. You know, it was everybody got involved. But unfortunately, we had dug ourselves a pretty big hole and couldn't get out of from the first half. And it was the same thing down there last year. I don't know what it is. I mean, I was fortunate enough to be a part of this rival as a graduate assistant for 2 years, you know, with Coach Winstead. And so I understand what it's about and what it means to our community and our boosters and our administration. And, you know, hopefully these kids will, you know, we get another shot at them. That's the best thing. Is they're going to come to Bearcat Arena in a week or so, and we'll have another chance at them.
It really feels like the team has played well for the most part at Bearcat Arena, especially in recent. You know, last time out, you did see a big half from Ariel, but then you saw a second half where you had a lot of contributions as well. So you've seen some decent basketball at Bearcat Arena this year.
Yeah, we have. We have. I feel like we've represented our home court pretty well, especially the second half of the season. You know, and I don't expect anything less on Saturday because we know our fans are going to be out in full support. You know, Saturday afternoon, you know, football's over with, NFL's done. You know, NBA's not real important right now, you know,
yeah.
In my mind.
Yeah.
So major leagues haven't started back up. What else are you going to do? You know, come out to Bearcat Arena and watch a couple of good teams, you know, hopefully represent our institution in the finest way.
Is must-win a fair term for this Saturday when you talk about potential postseason play?
It's extremely underlined, all caps, and bold, important. And, you know, right now, right now we're still hanging on to that 12th spot, which is the last playoff spot, because we do have the tiebreaker over SBU right now. You got Lindenwood below us, and I mean, Lincoln's coming in here riding a four-game winning streak.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so they're going to be riding a lot of confidence, and you know, we've got a great opportunity again. We're two wins out of, I think, I don't even know, I don't look at that anymore, but we're two wins out of probably putting ourselves in a position to be in the tournament. Yes, this is a must-win Saturday, and then we hope that, one of the last five, if we can get two or three out of that, which we have more at Bearcat Arena than we do on the road, and that plays to our favor. So we've got to win a couple games to get to where we want to be, and that's postseason, and then hopefully we'll start playing well again and get some confidence rolling.
How important is the postseason? Can you put into words how important it is to make the tournament?
It's hard to explain. I guess Timber and Maggie are the only ones that have been to Kansas City.
Yeah.
On this group. And I try to relate to it with my previous institution that I came from. To get to the postseason and get to Kansas City and to be a part of our fans, I think then our kids really start to understand what the hard work means and what it can do. And until they experience that, it's really hard to explain, because it's a great venue to play in Kansas City. And, obviously with our alum down in there and the turnout, in particularly, I haven't obviously experienced it from Northwest standpoint, but I've seen it last year with our men's team. And I want to be a part of that. I want our players to be a part of that, because that's one of those lifelong memories that you'll never forget, to experience that. And there is absolutely no doubt in my mind that we will. And I hope it's this year, but we're going to do it, and there's no doubt in my mind that we're going to do it, and we're going to continue to fight, and I'm going to continue to push and continue to coach every day. And that's what I told our players. I said, I'm not giving up. I've got a job to do every day. I'm going to do it. The question is are you? And that's kind of what I've asked. Today it started back with trying to get that bad taste out of our mouth, and then tomorrow getting ready to prepare for Lincoln.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for stopping by. We'll catch up with you on Saturday.
All right, thanks.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. Again, they match up with Lincoln University on Saturday afternoon. We'll continue talking basketball when we come back to Carson's here in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXEV KRNW.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. We're online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online, live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show here on KXCV KRNW, as we'll continue talking basketball in just a moment, but we've got our first winner of the night. You have a chance to win each and every time you're at the show, Brandon Wright. Brandon, if you're here, head on down, see Brent right to my left, or he actually saw you. That's good service right there. Service with a smile. So that's our first winner here tonight. But we continue talking basketball. Ariel Easton joins us, a guard for the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. And Ariel, I know you guys have had a couple of frustrating games here, but get a chance to get back to Bearcat Arena this coming weekend. Does getting back home kind of give you a chance to maybe kind of reset and try to get the good legs back under you again?
Oh, yeah. I think it's always exciting playing in front of our home crowd. We play two competitive components coming up, and it's important that we get them.
What do you see? We've seen the team play well from time to time this year. What do you feel the team is doing well? What do you guys feel comfortable with when the team is playing good basketball?
We're more comfortable when we're patient with the ball. Patient but aggressive is something we always talk about. And when we get stagnant on offense, we're not comfortable. So we just got to continue to trust each other on the court and play with the flow. And we're always good when we play with our flow.
Is that just a matter of more ball movement or just taking what the defense gives you? Where is the offense working best?
Yeah, a combination of ball movement and reads. You know, it's all about reads with our offense. And so you can defend it anyway, but as long as we're making the right reads, there's nothing you can do to stop it.
You had this Lincoln team just last Saturday, so it's kind of fresh in the mind, I guess. What were some of the things you took away from that game that you want to do different or do the same this coming Saturday to try to have success against Lincoln?
I would say playing both halves at a high speed and not having so many mental lapses. When we do have those mental lapses, we tend to put ourselves in a hole, and as we did last night, and as well with Lincoln, and then it's harder to try to come back and do it all in one half. So we stay on top of it out the gates, be composed throughout the whole game, and we'll have a better chance.
Did seem like last night you guys came out, played a better second half against Western than you did. What was the change for you in the second half that you were playing better basketball?
At that point, we didn't have anything to lose, you know. We go out there and we play as a team, and we look to attack more. Like I said earlier, playing stagnant is what made us get so deep in the hole. We didn't exchange buckets with them, and we didn't get stops, so that put us really behind.
Coach was talking about just a little bit ago the drive and the desire to want to make that MIAA postseason tournament, get to play extra basketball, possibly get a chance to play down in Kansas City. For you as a senior, is that something that's still driving you, trying to get a chance to get down to Kansas City?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think we still have it. I think we have the pieces to still get down there and give it a run. And for me, individually, I would love to see that experience before I leave Northwest.
What do you feel from here, from this point forward? You say the pieces are in place. What's the one or two things that you think maybe need to go right to make sure that you guys can make the tournament this year?
I would say focus and energy and trust in each other. That's something we don't do often. I mean, we do it often, but it's something that we lack at in possessions. And then that, in turn, has our downfalls, gives us our downfalls.
We talked about it right at the start about playing at Bearcat Arena. What's your favorite part about playing at home, being at Bearcat Arena?
I would say the fans, and just knowing that you got the whole crowd behind you. It excites me, you know. And playing away, obviously it's not as much fans there, but I still appreciate all the fans that come to our away games as well.
It seems like the fans have been pretty energetic. Does that add to you guys' energy level as well when they're into the game?
Oh yeah. It's exciting, you know. It's exciting and to know that you have support behind you all around. It adds a lot of energy to us.
All right, Ariel. Well, thanks for stopping by. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
That is Ariel Easton. She is a senior guard for the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. They'll face Lincoln at Bearcat Arena on Saturday afternoon. We're going to turn our attention to men's basketball when we come back, as the head coach of the Northwest men's basketball team, Ben McCullum, will join us. We'll do it right after this timeout. You're listening to the Coaches Show from Carson's in downtown Maryville on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's broadcast comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
ARNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Time now to turn our attention to basketball as we'll be joined by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. But first of all, we've got a couple more giveaways. So we've got two here to announce here. First of all, Kenton Dudek is a winner. So if Kenton can come over and see Brent over to our left, Kenton Dudek is a winner of one of our giveaways. And Ben, here's somebody that you may be known of anyway. Peyton McCollum is a winner, so
I think I know him.
So Peyton, if you can come over and see Brent as well, those are a couple of the giveaways that we have here for this evening. So Ben, good win last night against Missouri Western, a 1-point win, 59-58, one of those games that you kind of had all the way, right?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those games that's good for everybody except for the head coach. You know, it's fairly painful for the head coach. But no, it was an exciting game, and you know, we essentially played as bad as we could possibly play. You know, we watched on film today, and it was worse than I even thought. You know, just gave him so many easy buckets in transition. You know, missed some point blank layups. Did some things that are uncharacteristic of us that we won't do again. But you know, the most important part of it is we made enough toughness plays. We competed hard enough, got enough stops, made enough shots to be able to come out of there with a win when we weren't playing well. And that to me is mental toughness, and we showed a lot of it.
Yeah, in the first half, you're down by 12 at one point, but it really didn't panic at that particular juncture in the game. It just kind of slowly came back. It got within four there at halftime. Made a nice little run just before the end of the half. That put you in pretty good shape to get ready for the second half.
Yeah, you know, we were just trying to hang on at that point, try to keep it close, and just, you know, if you keep sticking with it long enough, eventually you're going to make some type of run. And we did, and you know, the second half was kind of much of the same. They outplayed us in the second half, I felt like, but again, we out-toughed them. You know, and some of the mental things we did considerably better than they did, and you know, we just kind of stuck with it and stayed positive.
I thought another key to the game last night, and one of the things that we talked about on the broadcast last couple of games about Anthony Woods and how he looks like he's playing with a little more confidence and feeling relaxed out on the floor. And he really kind of had his coming out last night, 17 points, a career high, and he did a lot of things well for you to help you in that game.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing about confidence is when guys start to figure out exactly what their strengths are, and then they just play towards those strengths, it's amazing to see their confidence just shoot through the roof. I mean, that's all you have to do. It's such a simple game, and you know, life's the same way. It's play to your strengths, and naturally, if you play to those strengths, you'll eliminate your weaknesses. But you know, too many guys want to do so many different things, and you know, they want to do everything well but nothing great. And I'm more of a hey, do your couple things great, and that'll eliminate any weakness that you have.
And he's been able to get more playing time too. I think with Justin now, you've been using Anthony in there as well as Lyle Harris getting some playing time. They're taking advantage of the added minutes that they've been getting.
Oh yeah, they are. Both of them are. Both of them were excellent. Lyle hit that big three, I think with about 2 minutes to go, and he had sat most of the game because Anthony was playing so well, and he just come in, stepped up, and hit a big three. And you know, that's a tough role for those two to come in, especially being point guards for me or guards for me. You know, I'm pretty hard on them. You know, I'm pretty hard on my fives. I'm pretty hard on my point guards, and you know, they've withstood it, and you know, they're starting to get better and better every minute they get of playing time.
And defensively last night, obviously a lot of people have been talking about the play. Matt Wallace made it at the end of the game with that blocker, still with Cortez there at the end of the ball game. That wondered when they had an imbalance, just over 7 seconds left, and that was a big play to come up to help with the win there.
Huge play. You know, he cut him off perfectly. I mean, he had his move pegged. And then obviously stripped him on the way up and got a big steal and then just kind of threw it down the court. And, you know, we won the game. That's huge. And that might have been the only good defensive thing that we did all night. I think they shot 59%. I mean, who wins a game when the other team shoots 59%? So, yeah, I mean, that was awesome, though. But we got stops when we needed to and you know, just kept fighting, kept plugging away.
Yeah, another key to the game last night, the turnover situation where you took advantage of the turnovers that Missouri Western gave you.
Yeah, and those were all half-court turnovers. When we forced them into the half-court, we did great. We just decided that our transition defense was good enough, and so we weren't going to sprint back, and they exposed it. You know, they played excellent. They tried to beat us up the floor because they didn't want to go against our half-court defense, and they did. And you know, it's a good lesson for our guys that, you know, what we do great is we get back on defense, we set our defense, then we defensive rebound, and that's our staple, and you cannot get away from that, and we did and almost paid the price.
Yeah, talking with you after the game last night, you're talking about how that's an important game to win when maybe you're not playing your best, but just find a way to get it out, and that's one of the things that during a long season like this, you have to have some wins like that.
And we hadn't done that all year. When we didn't play well, we would lose, and this year so far. We didn't play well, and you know, we just kept fighting, kept competing, and obviously won. And that, again, to me is the definition of mental toughness. You know, everybody talks about being able to run, you know, a little bit more when you're tired, or being able to lift a little bit more weight, or do that. That's, you know, that's kind of mental toughness. But for me, it's handling adversity. It's when things aren't going your way. How do you respond? How do you react? And our kids showed a lot of that last night.
And again, another guy that stepped up last night at times when he needed him, Connor Crooker, a couple big free throws down the stretch. He ended up in double figures. But again, he made some plays and hit some shots at key points in the ball game last night.
He grew up, you know, and he's grown more than any player that I've had. But towards the end of that game, he just didn't have a very good game. And part of it was he's having a matchup defensively a little bit differently than he's used to. And he's done a great job of it. He doesn't focus as much on his offense, but you know, down the stretch, we needed some plays made, and he made them. He made big plays when we needed him, and big shots, and continued to get stops. And you know, things just weren't going his way last night either. But you know, he kept plugging away, kept believing, and got the win.
And it was I really thought it was one of the more physical games that you played this year.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I thought we boxed out okay. You know, it was just a good rivalry game. You know, it was a well officiated. They let enough go, but called enough, and it's just a really fun game to play in, and I'm glad we were able to come out the victors.
And I thought too that was impressive was just the inclement weather they had earlier in the day, now stopped late in the afternoon, but just with the type of weather that they had yesterday, that you look up in the stands and there was quite a bit of green and white out there last night.
I think we had a bigger crowd than Western. You know, I felt like we had a great crowd and an engaged crowd. And really helped us through some of those, you know, some of those lulls that we had. And yeah, that was nice, that showing. And hopefully we get more of that on Saturday against Lincoln.
Ben, we're talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCullough. When we come back, we'll talk about Lincoln University and the next opponent that the Bearcats have coming up Saturday, a team they saw last Saturday as well. We'll talk more with Ben right after this, as you're listening to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. It's broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at 1st and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at bittersweetfloral.com or at 582-5700.
Welcome back to Carson Sports Girl in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Shows. We're talking with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And before we talk more with Ben, we've got another giveaway for this evening. Emma Dudek is our winner this time around. So Emma is a winner. Come over and see Brent over here to the left and pick up your giveaway from tonight's show. So Emma Dudek, winner during this particular break. Again, coming up on Saturday afternoon, Ben, is Lincoln University. The Blue Tigers, a team very well familiar with right now after playing them last Saturday down in Jefferson City. So second Saturday in a row, you get the Blue Tigers.
Yeah, you know, and they're a good basketball team. They went into Lindenwood, and, you know, I think they came within 10. You know, they're not a last-place team. I know they have one loss, but they're not a one-loss team. They're really good, and we had a tough time with them down there. I think we were up one with 10 minutes to go, somewhere in that range, and they made a nice little run at us and competed, and, you know, we let them back into the game, so we're going to have our hands full. You know, we're going to have our hands full again.
Hey, it really seems like they're a team that once they learn how to win with the talent that they have, that they could really become a pretty good program.
Yeah, that's always difficult, is to believe that you can win when you haven't done it. And, you know, I think that's what they're battling. I think they're a good basketball team, but I just think they don't really believe that they can win. So in close games, they just lose, you know, because they just assume that they're going to lose. And, you know, that's an uphill battle. I mean, we fought it here, and you know, I think they'll get it turned around.
And I think when you look at the win down there last Saturday, it's a good win, and really it's an atmosphere down there. It's a unique atmosphere where the crowd's having a lot of fun, and we have to thank for that as a quality win on the road last Saturday.
Any win in the MIAA is a quality win. It doesn't matter who you play. I mean, you can play a team that has zero wins. You win on the road in this league, it's tough. And you know, down there, they had the... they had the band going. You know, that might be why my voice is hoarse from that game. I can't. That's why I got a headache all the time, because they just pounded on those drums the whole time. I couldn't think straight. No, the band's excellent. It's as good as I've heard. You know, I just wish it wasn't during our game in a high school gym.
But and I thought one of the keys to that game, and obviously will be again on Saturday, you look at one of their guards there, Bowie, one of the leading scorers in the MIAA, guy that I think just gets a little bit, a few more minutes than what Connor Kirker does as far as per game, but a guy that you're able to kind of hold below his average and kind of keep him from hurting you too much last Saturday.
Well, that's Matt. You know, that's Matt Wallace and his defense. And he's as intelligent of a defender as I've coached. I mean, he's just so tough to score on. You know, everything's contested, challenged. You know, your catches are challenged. You know, it's just, he's just annoying. And, you know, he executes every scouting report that we have to a T. You know, he's just that good a defender that when we go into a game and they got a best player and he's a guard, I feel pretty good, you know, and much is the same for Saturday.
And I imagine really you don't want to try to do much different from what you did this past Saturday. You just go out and execute against a pretty good team there.
Yeah, you know, we'll tweak a few things. We always adjust our defense a little bit. We don't switch defenses, but we'll adjust our defense. And so, you know, where teams will play zone or trap or man or press or whatnot, that the way we combat that is is we just tweak things within our defense, you know, whether we shade a guy this way, we deny a guy here, we double the post, or we change our ball screen coverage, just real simple things. And so we'll adjust some things. We won't go in with the exact same game plan that we had.
Now, after the matchup on Saturday, before we talk to you again on the Coach's Show next week, you've got a game Wednesday night with Missouri Southern. Again, one of the top teams in the MIAA, and Missouri Southern doing a lot of things right now.
They are. They've got Central tonight, so one of them's going to lose. So one of them's going to have five losses. But, I couldn't be more excited for that game. You know, I think that, you know, at that point, I think we'll have Justin back as well. Plus, we'll have the depth that we've developed since he's been out. So I just see us just continuing to get better, continuing to grow, continuing to improve. And we're going to peak here at some point, and I don't think we have yet. So I'm excited to see where this team goes, and obviously that next Wednesday is a big challenge for us.
Now, you mentioned Justin Fitz. He's been out with that high ankle sprain since the second half of the Central Missouri game down in Warrensburg. And obviously you hate to see a player go out, but there are some positives here where you've gotten more minutes out of Lyle Harrison and Anthony Woods, as we talked about, where now that Justin's on his way back in, it makes your team a much stronger team for down the stretch here, it looks like.
Yeah, it'll help our depth quite a bit. You know, I think the thing that it goes on with that is there are some positives. We'd rather have them have been healthy for those two games, because I think we would have won those two games. But going into tournament time, if we fortunate enough to make a tournament, having those guys get these considerable minutes will pay dividends in a postseason if we're fortunate enough to make it. Just because, you know, those guys now are comfortable. We can rest guys when you got back-to-back games. That'll be huge. And also the other thing, Justin was playing 38 minutes a game down there when he was healthy. And now if we can cut him down to 30, imagine defensively how much better he can be. Imagine how offensively how much better he can be if he's playing just a little less minutes, but playing those minutes a little bit harder.
When you look at the rest of the schedule, we've got some big home matchups between now and the end of the regular season. And you look at that with, as well as the conference, the way things are jammed up there at the top, with really about six teams at this particular point having a shot at maybe finishing in the top two, three, or four there. So it's really going to be a fun end of the season here for you.
Yeah, us finishing the top two, three, or four. Is what you said? Yeah. Yeah, we're right there. I'm trying to finish one, though. that's our goal. But we're right there as far as finishing there. You know, Central's got to come to our place. Southern's got to come to our place. Lindenwood's got to go to Southern, to Central. We're tough places to play. I mean, there's a tough one tonight. Central's got to go to SBU. That's not going to be an easy game. Pitt State's got to go to UCO tonight. You know, we need that other side to start beating each other up a little bit more, where we get Pitt State losing a few more games. And then we might have a shot at that one seed. And that's our objective, is to win the league every year, regardless of who or what we have. And we're right there.
Is there any surprises at all with the way things are jammed up at the top right now?
Who is Lindenwood? That's a little bit of a surprise. I thought Pitt would be considerably better. I didn't think they'd be as good as the, you know, they've been fortunate. They've won some close games. I mean, they beat us on the last second shot. They beat Western on the last second shot on the road. SBU, they were down 16 and then went zone, and SBU just missed shots. I mean, they're a couple points away from not being in first right there, they just better hope they don't lose one, because people are coming.
People are coming
for them. I know that feeling when you're in first. It's a lonely feeling up there, and you start to lose one, all of a sudden, you start to get a little bit tighter in the games, and we're going to come for them as much as we can, but, we got to get past Lincoln first and foremost. That'll be a tough test.
But a lonely feeling, but it's a lonely feeling that you always kind of like to have there if you can, right?
It's a good feeling, yeah, but boy, it's fun to hunt. it's fun to go after them, and I would just wish we could play them. That's you know, that's the competitor in me. It's like, let's play. You know, get us another chance at them. But I guess we had a chance and we could get it done.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. We'll come back and continue to talk men's basketball as we'll be joined by one of the players off of Ben's team, Grant Kozad, will be joining us. That's coming up as the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show continues from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at BittersweetFloral.com or at 582-5700. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Shows. We're joined now by Bearcat Senior Center off the men's team and Grant Kozad. And Grant, last night, a very exciting game, one right down the stretch. How much fun was it to play in a game such as that? I know obviously you would like the as a team to play a little bit better in that one, but the atmosphere, the noise in the arena down in St. Joseph, and just to come up with the exciting one-point win like that.
Yeah, it's always fun to play Mo West at their place. It's always a great environment. We always get a good following down there. But it came down to the wire, and it was a fun game to play in. Always beat them by 1 point with a match stand on defense. That's how we like to win games. Obviously, that's the epitome of us playing defense down. So it was a lot of fun playing that way.
How confident were you in the last 7 seconds there when you're coming out for that final defensive stand?
I think we were really comfortable. I just told them in the huddle, I was like, we got to believe in the win, that we're going to win, and this is our last chance to do it, because they were getting the transition buckets on us all night, and I think with their coach calling that timeout, that was probably a bad decision on his part, because they were just scoring at will in transition. But that kind of helped us out when he called that timeout. We got our half-court defense is as good as any, so... I think, and Matt, obviously, he's a great defender, and he really bailed us out there. He played great all the way down to the end of that game.
Been on a nice run here with several double-figure scoring games in a row and doing a great job on the boards. And one of the things we've talked about on the broadcast that seems to make a difference in the last couple weeks for you is just staying out of early foul trouble, where you're able to put together some complete games like that.
Yeah, I think I've realized that if I stay out of foul trouble, I can give myself a chance to have a good game. So that kind of helps. But, yeah, I've been playing a little smarter because we're spread thin, obviously. So if I can keep myself on the floor and give that, so I can keep those minutes from even from a shorter amount of people, is great for us. And if I can stay on the floor, and I think it works out great for the team and everyone else.
It seemed like you were kind of unlucky at times too there in a couple of games, where you're just kind of at the wrong place at the wrong time, where you have a guy stumble and fall into you or something, mm-hmm. and unfortunately you get called for the foul out of that.
Yeah, I think that's the way it was going for me for a little bit there. And but we've gotten some good refs here lately, and they've been calling the right calls, and I think it'll pick up. It'll get better once we get deep into conference play and then going into the conference term. I think we'll be all right.
And one thing Ben talked about, and we talked about last night too, with the officiating, it seemed like they had control of the game, but they let you guys play out there.
Yeah, they were letting a lot of stuff go. I mean, there were a few times where I saw Matt passing the ball, and they just went right through his arms. But that's how it's going to be. They're not going to get every call right, obviously, but it was consistent on both ends, so you can't really complain about that. If we're doing the same to them, I mean, it's you can't complain. So it was just an all-around physical game, and I mean, we kind of like it like that. And it showed. We won by one, so I mean, we'll take it. We did not play very well, so if that's the outcome, I'll take it.
Now, there was one play. It seemed like you kind of got smacked in the head there toward the end of the ball game. What took place with that?
Well, I think they were trying to ISO. They're going an isolation play into the post, and I kind of saw it coming, and I tried to swim around him, but he just kind of clocked me in the back of the head with his elbow, and he still caught it. And I kind of held my head for a second and tried to get back in the play, and I fortunately got the block. I didn't take myself out of it. So, I mean, like, props to me, I guess, for getting back in the play after getting hit on the back of the head. But that's I think that picked up the momentum a little bit, too.
Good win last night on the basketball floor. Let's kind of turn the attention here a little bit. We had you on the show earlier this year, but didn't talk about a pretty neat trip you were involved with this past summer, a trip to Europe. I know Allison Hoffman helped organize this particular trip, and you were among just a group of students that had a trip over to Europe. And just kind of talk a little bit about what that trip was about and what you were able to gain out of that.
Well, first off, if... I was just telling myself when I was a freshman that I was going to go study abroad, I would have said absolutely not. But it turned out, I mean, this last year, Allison kind of came up to me and talked to me about, yeah, it'd probably be a good thing to put on your resume, a great experience, just to get a different culture experience. And I was like, yeah, okay, we'll see. And it turned out that I kind of talked to my parents about it, mulled it over. And I was like, yeah, let's go for it. Let's try it out. So I think it kind of helped with basketball too, I mean, in different ways, because it took me out of my comfort zone, and I mean, I wasn't really used to that, and just to help me just get better in basketball, I mean, every game you got to take yourself out of your comfort zone and play as hard as you can, so I think that's one way that helped me on the court. But going back to the trip, I mean, we visited 20 plus different companies just to see, like, their different business strategies and how they did things compared to the companies over here in the U.S. And it's completely different. And it was an awesome experience to learn about that and just to talk directly to the CEOs. I mean, they came to us and we could ask them questions, whatever we wanted to learn about anything. I mean, we went to the software company, and these guys, I mean, they're just technology gurus, and they got on all of our social media sites and pulled up all of our pictures and threw them all together, and they're like, oh, they already knew our names before we got there, and they're just making fun of us kind of way indirectly, you know. But that was fun. And just the people we went with. I mean, we went with student athletes. Obviously, Connor Kirker went with me too, so that was good to have him along just to kind of buddy up with. But all in all, I think I made some lasting friends on that trip, and I definitely won't forget it.
And what were some of the countries or that you had a chance to go to with that?
We started off, we went to Hungary, and then we were there for about 6-7 days. Then we went to Austria, Vienna, Austria. And then we ended out in the Czech Republic in Prague. And I think Prague is my favorite country to go to. We were there for the longest. Just great country. The St. Charles Bridge was beautiful. I mean, you could see the whole city on the river. And, yeah, I mean, it was just an awesome experience to go on.
All right, well, Grant, it's been good having you with us on the program here this evening, and good luck the rest of the way this season.
Thank you very much.
Okay, that's Grant Kozad, center for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. We'll come back and wrap up this edition of the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. As we wrap up this program, don't forget coming up on Saturday afternoon, it's Bearcat football, Northwest, or rather basketball. It's basketball season. Bearcat basketball as Northwest faces Lincoln University. Airtime is 1:10 with our pregame for the women. They'll tip off at 1:30 and the men at 3:30 over at Bearcat Arena this Saturday afternoon. We'll have all the play-by-play right here on KXCV Maryville, KRW Chillicothe. For Matt Goiter and everyone involved with the program, I'm John Coffey. And so long from Carson's in downtown Maryville.
When TV actor Diane Guerrero was 14, she came home and found her family gone.
I walked in and they weren't there. Dinner was started, but it wasn't finished. And then the neighbors came in and told me the bad news.
Her family had been deported back to Colombia. I'm Renee Montaigne. Find out how a child left alone in the U.S.